Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What's up, you guys? I'm B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Brooks.
And welcome to the Know For Sure podcast.
Do you know for sure?
Do you?
I'm pretty sure I know for sure, but this podcast is going to help us know.
Welcome back, you guys. To another solo episode. Y'all really love the solo episodes. We be getting gas up like, we love that episode, but... can we have solo? They love our
they
solo.
They do.
Ones.
They do.
But we have dope guests too. But it's like, what y'all want?
A little bit of this, a little bit of that. You know, a little bit of both.
Welcome back to the Know For Sure podcast. I am B. Simone.
Megan Ashley.
And this is where we talk about healing, growth, evolving, purpose, truth, all of that good juicy stuff. And we sprinkle a little comedy in there. A little.
There's one thing we're going to do is we're going to laugh.
We're going to laugh. And Megan is going to hit me.
Braylon, no. You have got
we're
to
we're going
stop.
To make a compilation video. Who y'all, okay, you know what? I'm not, y'all say it in the comments. Who y'all think hits each other the most?
They're going to say me, and I understand why they would say that. Oh. Because your shit isn't always visible.
Document.
See? You see what I'm saying? I didn't even touch her. You see what she just did? She touched me.
I was like,
yeah.
Instantly. I was like,
yeah. She has, really given me some sluggers. I'm not gonna.
One time, Braylon. I punched her in the gut.
Actually,
after
to be,
I did it, I was like, ugh.
She punched me in the uterus. I want you to.
And she
be,
was in pain already.
I was already being ready to start my period,
sorry.
And I was PMSing, and oh, she hit me.
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry.
I never hurt you.
What? Are you out of your ever loving mind? Hurt? You want to talk about hurt? Let me see.
Yeah. Relax. Relax. I did not do that. Why would I do that? I didn't do that.
No,
she's just poking out random.
I'm like, because there's a bruise on my leg. If y'all aren't watching, I hate that I have to explain that because some of y'all just be listening. But thank you for the streams and listening. But if you're not watching, I just pointed at my leg because I got a bruise on it.
And I didn't. I'm not the cause of that.
But you have bruised me before.
And you've bruised me.
I know.
So don't put out a narrative that I hit you. That you're the abused one in the relationship.
I am. I'm the victim. It's like, no, because when we start laughing, I do this sometime. I'm not gonna lie. That sounds really bad because I do know that like a hit is coming.
So I never am like, Braylon, don't touch me.
Yeah.
Don't touch me. Have I done that?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So yeah. We're both abusive to each other. Let's just leave it at that.
Maybe it's just a little more. Oh, we didn't do it. We're back.
No, but because you're cleared up.
Clear what up?
I'm not abusive.
Yes, you are.
And you are too.
Okay.
We'll say that.
Okay, I hate you. See, I'm like, look, if you're not watching, my hands are up.
You're
and
being so, okay, and the fucking Oscar goes to, bitch. So
Come on.
All right, cool.
We're back.
I'm the only one that crescendos.
Yeah, and I have to follow you. That's lit. That's lit.
Sick of you.
Y'all, we made up a symbol. This is our symbol, you guys.
Because we're
linked. You know
linked.
The little links together?
Linked together.
I'm like, it's so cute. So y'all can do that with your bestie. Like, all right.
Chain gang. Put like, it on the chain.
Put it on the chain. That, so if you say put it on the chain, that means you can't lie.
That means you cannot lie. That's like putting it on your grandma.
It's like, do you like my hair? Yeah, you look so cute.
Put it on the chain.
It's like, new hairstyle.
I don't love it. Get a wig.
Like, you know, so put it on a chain means like put it on something.
Put on God. Okay, God. Maybe not God. Jesus.
But people really be putting stuff on God and still be lying.
Like, you can
put it on God. God
and be lying.
I swear to God, I did.
Ooh.
You're.
That's, ooh, Jesus.
I swear to God.
Lightning bolt.
If that really happened, a lot of y'all would be striked down.
It's different, though. I feel like I grew up with a mother that put the fear in God in me.
Yeah.
I was scared, not scared of God in a way where I didn't think he was loving as well, but like I had a full reverence of God.
Like I could get in trouble or something will happen.
Yeah. Like I just didn't play with it.
Yeah. That's why I lost my virginity so late. And when I lost my virginity, I had my promise ring on. They said true love waits.
Did you throw it off after that?
He was on top of me. I looked at it and I cried.
Aww.
I did.
I probably would have cried too if I looked down and seen that.
I'm literally having sex and it says true love waits on my finger.
Damn.
It was so dumb.
But you know what though? I this is a conversation I feel like people don't have often, and hopefully Shekinah doesn't mind me talking about this.
What?
Because, you know, Shekinah, who is part of our team and assists us, she was a virgin when she got married.
I know. I found that out recently.
And we
oh my God.
Everybody's looking at you.
Everybody's looking at you, kind of like what?
It's beautiful. But I think what we don't do well in, especially like in like the Christian community, is like we're like sex is bad. Sex is so bad. Wait till you get married.
Yep.
Save it for your husband. It's like, but you're telling me it's bad my whole life,
and then you want me to
You want me to be into it when it comes to me being married. I'm supposed to just naturally be into
like
it.
Yeah.
And I just feel like that's such a, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's such a hard conversation to have, but it's a conversation that I feel like we get wrong, especially in the Christian community, like in church. I'm like, everyone tells you sex is bad and it's this or this. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, or we make it like nasty or like.
It's always been a shame around
it. A shame around it. When really sex can be such a beautiful thing
with the right person. Yep.
But I just don't think we're having
those conversations.
Or we're just not having it in the right way.
Yeah.
Like telling somebody to not, like, I just don't want to
do that.
Yeah. I don't know how I'm going to have that conversation with my children yet, but I definitely don't want to make sex like this, like,
forbidden. Yep. Yep.
Thing.
Yep. I said that to my grandmother recently. I was like, you did not talk to me about sex, my period. I said, I am a woman in this family, and not one woman has talked to me about being a woman.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of conversation around being a woman that we didn't have and that we had to learn on our own.
From homegirls, from TV, from toxic friends.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know how to be a woman. Why are you telling me to do this with this dude?
Yeah.
You're giving me horrible advice.
Like, I think the biggest thing was like learning how to navigate through the forever changing hormonal journey that women go on.
Yeah.
Like how to really deal, like, hey, you're going to feel so many things. Mm-hmm. Like if I had a daughter, I would literally be like, listen, you are going to feel so many things. And I don't want you to think that you're crazy because you're not.
Yeah.
And I want you to know that this is so normal.
Yeah.
And that if it, I don't care how crazy it sounds or it feels, just know that like mommy has probably experienced the same thing. So you can at least
tell me,
bounce ideas. Yeah. Like your journey is different.
Yeah.
But at least we can bounce some ideas off of each other. Like, I feel like there has to be like a open
dialogue
with that, because there were so many things I experienced even after having sex that I didn't realize.
Like what?
All right, guys, before we continue on with this episode, just a quick announcement. Black representation in media is super important to our community as it promotes diversity, challenges stereotypes, and allows for more authentic storytelling. It helps foster a sense of belonging and can positively impact societal perceptions and breaking down biases. Tabitha Brown, Ava DuVernay, Viola Davis, Issa Rae all have made significant contributions to film, television, and media, paving the way for more diversity and inclusion. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories and Black truths. I recently listened to an episode entitled A Taste of Freedom. This episode talks about Juneteenth and the day that the enslaved Texans found out more than 2 years after Emancipation Day that they were free. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcast that center Black voices. It's NPR's Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices that are varied, nuanced, and Black. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. All right, guys, back to the show. This episode of In Totality with Megan Ashley is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you'd do if you had an extra hour in your day? No, seriously, really think about it, guys. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time, but the question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you. I've spoken a few times on this podcast about how therapy has really helped me on my journey, and it can certainly help you if you're thinking of starting therapy. Give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/totality today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/totality.
Like, when I lost my virginity, I became a psychopath.
Me too. I bought this nigga some J's.
And you probably didn't have no money.
None. And he was with a whole nother girl.
Like,
and I almost bought a car from him just because he sold cars.
Braylon.
I thought we were on the same page.
I mean, I didn't do all that. I didn't have money to buy a car, so I
didn't either. I was going to get a meal.
Oh, you were? Oh.
I was like, Granny, I need a car. So we have to go to this boy named Trey. Hey, Trey.
Yeah. Oh, your first was Trey? Yes. Mine was Travis.
See, we were meant to be.
Wow.
Me and you, not me and them.
No, for sure not them. Ugh, yuck. What? What?
I pulled up to buy the car and he was with his girlfriend.
How long after?
Probably the next day.
No.
That was not that. He wanted to have sex with me because he knew I was a virgin.
And you let him?
Yes.
Why?
Because I didn't have anyone in my life. That was talking to me.
That was guiding me.
Literally. That's why.
You know what's crazy? I lost my virginity during a time where both sets of my parents were divorcing at the same time. Mm. So everybody's focus was not on me.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And I felt like that was my perfect opportunity. Wow. I feel like I kind of took advantage of that, though. Because I was like, well, it's their fault because they're all not paying attention to me and I'm going through all this stuff in my life. So this is their fault. And I feel like I kind of, even though I kind of probably wanted to have sex just was so afraid to do it, but then I found an opportunity to do it, so I did it.
Yep.
But yeah, there wasn't a whole lot of conversation around the emotional aspect that comes with that, because there is, and the consequences that come around with that, like
anything, anything. I didn't know anything about sex.
Nothing.
And the things that, like, what did we talk about? The sexual episode that we had, I learned, I'm learning stuff at 32.
Yeah.
So I damn sure shouldn't have been having sex when I did, when I graduated. What, 18? I was 18. Yeah. I was 19.
Yeah. It's just a waste. It really is a waste.
And it opened up that door. I was like, well, I already did it.
Yeah. So then it's like, whatever. But you know what, though? I'll be completely honest with you. I have... During that time when I was, like, when I lost my virginity at 16, I had sex after that, right? But, like, I never really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. I remember you saying that.
Like, I felt like that. I did it just to make that other person happy. Or
because you felt like that's what you were supposed to do.
That's what I was supposed to do. Or I was trying to keep you in my life in some type of way. So, and I know we have a lot of young listeners, a lot of young ladies that listen to us, and I'm gonna just tell you, it's really, like, I know this sounds super cliche, but it really isn't worth it.
It's not.
Not it's literally with the wrong person. It is not worth it. It's just not worth it. And to encourage parents who have daughters, sons,
talk
whatever,
to them about
talk to them. Do not make sex this off topic thing in your home.
Yeah.
It needs
to be. Well, you don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Because, like, I said.
Yeah.
It's like, no, but why? I don't understand this.
You know who's real good with that? Well, you too, obviously. But Jackie.
Yeah, Jackie's a great mom.
She does that with her kids all the time. Like, she'll go down. Y'all, both of y'all will go down the rabbit hole of why. I think Jonah asked you what a word meant one time.
Oh, yeah.
You remember?
We were in my office and he said, I don't know what that means.
And
I don't know what that word
something,
means.
And then something and then something. He kept asking questions. He was even being funny. Well, why? Well, why? Mm-hmm. Why? And you just kept answering it.
Yeah.
Well, why is that? Why is that? You just kept answering it.
Yeah.
The why? Like, instead of being like, be quiet because I said so.
You want to know what one thing that I've learned, though, as a parent is, like, I think you enter into parenthood thinking that you're going to be the teacher, and really, like, your children teach you so much. And so people really need to be open to answering the questions that their children have, or at least having that space of dialogue, mm-hmm. because my children have taught me so much just from me listening to them and having like conversations, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, really just talking
and
having a conversation. So I would just say, like, encourage anybody to
sex with them little nasty boys. See,
see?
I'm sorry. See, that's what adults do.
But they are. But
they are little and nasty.
They're little and nasty, and we'll talk about that later for other reasons. But sex can be beautiful.
It can, with the right person. Don't rush. Even if you're not even a young girl, listen to this. Even if you're not a virgin and you're going into a new relationship.
Like, yeah, don't rush.
I feel like I did that a lot in my past. Like, just, I like him. We're cute. We're going out. We're dating. Not even, like, committed.
Mm-hmm.
We're dating. Then you have sex. You don't have to do that.
Do
you need to. You don't even know these people. You don't even, you're, like you said, you know, those soul ties and.
That stuff is real.
It's no rush to be intimate with somebody. Take your time. Because once it's done, it's done.
And the true intimacy is what you build mentally.
Yeah.
Emotion, like, that's the true intimacy.
Yeah.
And if you have a solid, true, intimate relationship where that is solid, the sex is going to be even better. So just focus on that first, and then all the other stuff will come behind it.
And
so,
men, stop rushing women and pressuring them into doing it. Don't you want to have sex with somebody that wants to have sex with you?
Both ways, because there's some women out there that be pressuring niggas to fuck too.
True.
So
true.
Both of y'all chill.
True.
Everybody chill.
True.
Stop pressuring people to do stuff. Let them be them. Let them be them.
But y'all, KFS, we have so much stuff coming up.
Yeah, man.
To do.
The last couple of weeks, we've been so insanely busy. June and July, I was like.
But look at what's about to come up. Literally, Wild and Out tour. Like, we're about to be busy.
And then.
What you about to say?
I can't even let the words come out because I literally feel like.
You're going to throw up?
Yeah.
Our first live show.
Relax. Jesus, it gives me anxiety. Like,
but we said we have merch we're working on. We have deals on the table. We didn't talk about all that. We can't tell y'all who to deal with, but it's like, this is about to start fighting over us. Watch.
Yeah,
And we are in no rush, y'all, because we're we're independent. And, you know, we've had conversations about like going to networks and, but it's no rush. I don't think it's a rush.
Yeah, we're only 6 months in, right? Not even.
Not even.
Wait, May?
By the time this comes
out. April, yeah. May, June, July, August, September. Almost 6 months.
When did the first episode drop?
Your birthday, April 5th.
Oh, May, June, July, August, September. May, June, July, August? 4 months.
Yeah, so
when this comes out, be about 6 months. Wow, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
And it feels like we've been doing it forever. Ever.
I'm like, all right, it's like what we talk about.
It is and because we don't do like pop culture stuff. We're not like a daily thing, and we like bulk record, and we're not every day in front of a camera, so it makes it a little bit different. But I think that will change over time. But it is very interesting to see the trajectory of the podcast and how fast things are moving, and how much people really believe in us, even though we believe in us.
Yeah,
but like
people see it.
Yeah,
like even y'all be like number one podcast in the world. It's gonna be number one. It's gonna be number one.
Yeah, and we love y'all for that. For sure.
Yeah, we're working on a lot of stuff, y'all.
What
should we give them the date?
What?
We need to start claiming that and saying it. And when we say it, it has to drop that day. That's easy. We already have the pieces. Merch is dropping Black Friday.
Well. Okay. Said it.
It's dropping Black Friday. We're going to sell out.
Now that I do believe, because you guys have been begging for this merch.
Y'all, and y'all see these designs? Honey, I'm buying.
Literally, I'm
gonna sell it out. The merch, y'all.
It's so cool.
It's so fucking, we're working really hard on it. Like, yeah. We still have little tweaks we want to make, but when this shit drops, we're dropping Black Friday. Once it's gone.
It's gone.
We have already been like, okay, we're going to do collections. We're going to drop. And once it's gone, it's like exclusive collections. So if you buy it,
It can kind of be like Yeezy, like season one, season two, season.
Yeah,
this is season one of our merch, and once it's gone,
that's it.
It's gone. Do not say we didn't tell you. And when I say these pieces are so cool, and not just like pieces where you can wear, it's like, oh, you know how it's like, oh, I can't wear them, or else am I going to wear that?
Wear this. Yeah.
These are pieces that you are going to feel comfortable in.
Throw
you can go out in. You can chill in. Yep. You can travel in. Yep. They're comfortable pieces. This is not like club wear.
Yeah. I mean, it could be if you throw on like
some of those right stuff. Yeah. You're right. The right stuff. The little jersey situation, little joint.
So put it on your calendar now.
Black Friday
2022. KFS is dropping a merch. Like I said, each collection is going to be different. And once the collection sells out, we don't bring it back.
Sorry. And I'm gonna try to bring it back and be gonna be like, no.
Y'all saw that? Ashley was like, link up, then.
Don't let the chain break.
Don't let the chain. That's how tight your friendship gonna be. Break.
That really hurts.
I didn't want to let go. Aww. I didn't want it to break. I was like, I'll break this acrylic before I break this friendship.
I'll break my finger before I give up on us.
So, yes, Black Friday, we're going to go into New Year's and then have our first live show.
Yeah, so B is going to be on tour this fall, you guys. Yeah. She is going to be on tour with Ricky Smalley, D-Ray. Who else is on that? Big Baby is on there. Jess Hilarious.
Moneybag. Love him. We just performed with him in Houston.
Yeah, so B's going to be on tour. I'm excited about that.
Back on the road.
Back on the freaking road, stand up.
If you haven't seen me live, it is quite a treat. You should come.
And yeah, she's going to be on tour.
Yeah.
And then we drop merch Black Friday.
Goes into the holidays, New Year's.
Relax.
Okay, go ahead. Then what?
But be gentle when you talk about it because it gives me anxiety. You don't understand. I literally could regurgitate everything I just ate.
It's crazy. It's psychotic. Look at her. Oh, my God.
No, it really makes me nervous.
Y'all, if you're not watching, her hands are trembling. Like, not even shaking. They're trembling.
That's nerve-wracking. You don't think? I know I'll be fine. I mean, I did good our first live show when we were in Miami. I felt like I did really good. But I'm just like the idea of our people.
Our live show. We have to announce it soon because it's going to be in Atlanta. And I know everybody wants to come. And y'all are going to have to travel from out of town and come to Atlanta. Wow. And it's going to be sold out in a theater with thousands of people.
Braylon, relax.
I'm sorry.
Relax. Because we never agreed to all that.
Yes, we did.
Vegas, like, we could do a little.
I said we could do a little coffee shot. That's fine by me.
Megan trying to have the live. We can do a library at her house.
I know. I'm like, okay. we can do a cool little library screening.
No,
a peer space.
No, y'all, we're gonna do a theater in Atlanta, and it's gonna be sold out.
Oh wait, you have something exciting even before that. Your show comes out like in a month.
Oh, wow. That's in September. Oh, yay. We need to do a screening for that.
Yeah. I think we should do an Atlanta pop-up screening for B's show, Finding Happy. She did so fucking good in this.
I saw one little clip. I was so nervous.
I saw more.
I mean, I was on set.
I saw you on set. I saw you film it.
You were talking about like the piece you saw.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. But even just all of it, though. Yeah. Like, you did so good.
Thanks.
You're acting?
Stop.
Is it gotten an Oscar or like what? I feel like we're gonna get there.
It's giving one day. Keep going. Yeah, keep going.
It's giving. It's on its way.
It's giving. Getting a class. Bitch.
No, but B can really tap into. Like, you do really well tapping into the character of whoever you're playing. Like, you do really well at that. And I feel like most of your roles have been, like, kind of the same. And
like, this stereotypical, honestly. The ghetto, loud black girl.
Yeah. And that was not this at all.
Yeah.
So I really enjoyed seeing you.
I'm excited to see
doing it.
Yeah. It drops September 24th. I think that's the exact day on Bounce Network, you guys. It's an app. And it's on the Brown Sugar app. So make sure you get it.
Download Brown Sugar app. And then while she's literally leading, she's the number one. The show is about her.
It's about a girl named Yaz in ATL. And we basically have the same life. She's single and trying to figure it out. Jesus.
You related.
That's why it was so easy. Yeah. I was like, be you yourself. Single and miserable, dating all these fuckboys. Oh, my God.
It was
such
a good show.
But really, that character I saw... I was like, this was me in my early 20s. No self-love. No, I'm not going to say that. No self-love. But the decisions I made were not a reaction, but were definitely because a lack of self-love. Because if you love yourself, you don't do certain things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from dating certain men, going back to the same situations, letting things slide, knowing, you know, like that was the character. And I was like, wow, I really saw myself in her. Like, this was me in my 20s.
Yeah. I think that's kind of weird, not weird, but hard to look back and be like, or just self-evaluate and be like, wow, do I really love myself?
Man. And the answer, like, looking back would have been no.
Yeah.
But then it's like, did I love myself to the best that I knew what that was? Because I didn't know.
Yeah. How to love myself properly.
Or have the tools or have the knowledge, or I wasn't, not woke, but more... evolved, you know, like I did it to the best of my ability in that season that I was in. Like, I felt like I was loving myself, but looking back, it's like, hell no.
And then it's like, you look at what was attracted to you in that time, and you're like, I definitely couldn't have loved myself if that's what came.
Yeah.
If those were the people that entered my life, if that's what I allowed,
and I liked those type of men.
Jesus.
Oh my God. I just think of certain situations, like,
nothing tops you climbing.
I didn't climb, I rolled under.
Nothing tops you rolling under someone's gate and sneaking in their car.
That's fun. Let me just explain the story.
We talked about this already on the podcast. Yeah, okay. But it's a great story.
I don't know what episode that was, but yeah, I sat in a nigga car. And then I woke up like, I gotta go.
What's the most toxic trait like you feel like you had?
I had.
Or still have.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car.
That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Like, do you think women really be talking about how embarrassing their actions are?
I'm literally thinking, now, I don't think I have. Well, okay, what do you think I do that's toxic?
I don't think you do.
Like, toxic? I don't think so. Then?
Toxic.
What?
I would say if I had to pick your toxic trait, like, is like,
pick something?
You're just like you doing something and then being mad that you did it. And what? Then have an attitude,
like,
about
what?
It. Like, your ex used to want to go out all the time, and then you would go out and then sure. be mad for that sure. you went out and had for an attitude sure. and ruin it for everybody.
For sure. For sure.
Yeah.
For shit.
Giddy.
Like, okay, fuck. Y'all ain't ready to go? But you should have stayed your ass at the house.
Yeah.
I was trying.
My toxic trait is, well, was. I don't do this anymore because it's like, what are we arguing about? Right. Is not knowing when to stop.
With the argument?
In an argument. I will go, 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 go,
Zoe
go, go.
Behind the scenes.
Go, go,
Zoe
go,
is doing
go.
This.
I will
really?
Go and go. What? I will go. Especially if you provoke me, if I feel provoked. Maybe you weren't intending to provoke me, but if I feel provoked and I feel like you're coming for me and I feel like I am going to, and go. I'm never gonna end the conversation. It's never ending. Mm. Until I feel like there is a resolution. And you apologize to me. I'm not gonna stop.
That's crazy.
But what ends up happening, though, is that I usually am the person that is like, I'm sorry.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't, as much as I like arguing, I don't like fighting.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Or don't like being in that space.
Yeah.
Feeling
I don't like
not getting along.
Yeah. Or yeah. just things not being
settled.
Like yeah. if somebody's like, we need to talk. What? I'm blowing your phone up.
Well, you need to
talk now. Me. I don't care what you're doing. Because you shouldn't
Absolutely.
Have told me
you
that.
You shouldn't have said that.
Okay. So
that
in
is
the
a pet peeve.
In the beginning of my marriage, oh my God, y'all. If me and my husband were fighting and I was at work, I was so toxic, I would leave work. I could not focus on work. I will show up to you. Like, I can't do that.
Well, I don't know if that's toxic.
I feel like it's toxic. It's like, relax.
No.
Focus on
yeah.
your job.
It's like,
and
no, we need to resolve this.
But at you're leaving your job?
What are y'all arguing about?
It doesn't matter. It wouldn't have mattered.
Oh.
If we're arguing
yeah,
and you're
yeah,
mad
yeah,
at
yeah,
me.
Yeah. yeah.
Or...
You're like,
or,
I gotta go. Or family emergency.
Or we're arguing, we're texting, then you just stop texting me back.
You gonna go in.
What? It is blue, 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 all on the text. Blue, blue. I mean, I am not going to stop.
Yeah.
Or fall. Like, this is just so bad. Women, do not do this because this is so toxic.
Yeah.
This is why men
yeah.
don't feel safe.
Yeah.
Follow you around the house, room to room. He's trying to get away, sit down, and not
give him a moment.
A moment.
Antagonize.
And you're like, no,
you don't want to no more.
No, hell
yeah.
no.
Yeah,
Mm-mm.
yeah.
But I, in the beginning, like, really used to be like that. Like,
yeah.
very.
Yeah. I used to pull up. Like, all right, bet.
That's yeah.
I got in. Okay, bet. Cool. He's with another bitch. I'm coming over there.
For sure.
Hey.
For like, shiggity.
That's that. If you have to do that.
If
ladies,
you have to do that.
You're with the wrong person. If you have to do that, you are with the wrong person. You should not be doing that. They do not respect you. This is not working.
And especially at a certain age.
Yeah, at a certain age.
At a certain
not
age.
In general.
Well, yeah, but
too.
I'm just saying
yeah.
at a certain age, if
it
you don't know
stop.
How to communicate.
It has to stop.
If your partner or the person that you're dealing with doesn't know how to communicate, like, hey, listen.
Yep.
I need a minute.
Yep.
Or
yep.
whatever. If y'all don't know how yep. to have effective dialogue,
yep.
then it's like,
yep.
you know. Let it go.
Yeah. And we talk about this all the time. You do not own people. Like, I am not going to force you to do something you don't want to do. If you're not picking up your phone, if I have to chase you and talk you into being somebody
mm-hmm.
you're not the person for me.
And two, you are literally robbing yourself of the opportunity to be with somebody that really would do that for you naturally. without having to be
forced
into it.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? Yep. Like, if, especially if you have communicated with your person, hey, these are the things I need. This is what I like.
Yep.
And if they don't make that effort, then that may not be the person for you.
Don't spend your time trying to change somebody. Like, that is who they are. They make their own decisions. You do not own them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, and to an extent, of course, there's little things that you sacrifice to become a better person and, you know, for your partner, little things. Like, I don't like that. I'm like, okay, cool. I can. But I'm saying, like, people's character and their, like, who they are.
Sacrifice is okay. I don't feel like compromise is okay. I don't want to compromise.
What's the difference between those
two? Myself. I don't know. I have to look it up.
Yeah.
I know what it means to me, you. But like definition-wise, I don't know.
Because you've said that before. You're like, I'll sacrifice, but I won't compromise. I want to understand that.
Maybe I don't. Maybe
I'm
not.
I'm trying to learn as much as I can before I go into the next relationship. Because I'm learning too, y'all. My last relationship was a very much learning lesson on self-love. And I feel like that was the main lesson I got from that.
So compromise can be used as a noun or a verb. I feel like it's more of a, like a compromise as a noun is like the thing. This is the compromise. You want this. I want this. The thing in the middle is the compromise. So that's what it is as a noun. As a verb, it's settle a dispute by mutual, like a mutual agreement. Accept standards. Okay, this is it. Accept standards that are lower than desirable. That's what it is.
That's what compromise
That's what the
is.
Compromise is. So accepting something that is beneath something that I feel is the standard for what I want.
Got you.
That is a compromise. A sacrifice is different. A sacrifice is more of a, I know sacrifice in one term is a willing to do. Sacrifice is something you willingly do. And compromise is something that you are
like
forced kind of into
it. You really don't believe in
it. You don't believe in it. You're accepting something that you normally wouldn't accept. You know what I mean?
Like I'm compromising.
And so
like,
that's what I'm saying. When you're in a relationship and you're making more compromises than you're making sacrifices, then you're probably in the wrong relationship.
Wow.
And that goes in any relationship. If I have to compromise myself and my standards more than I'm sacrificing, because sacrifice, like Zoe said, sacrifice something you willingly sacrifice this.
I
like,
get it.
Yeah. Okay. Like a woman sacrifices her body to have a baby.
Right.
Right. Because you don't know what your body's going to turn into. You make that sacrifice.
I'm willing to do that.
I'm carrying our child. Yes. I'm willing to do that. A compromise then would
be. It's like, I don't want to have kids.
Well, I don't want to have kids.
Okay, I'll have kids. Wow.
And now I'm having
kids. Because you want kids.
Because you do. And I really never wanted children. And now I fully have compromised.
Wow.
Do you know what I'm saying?
That's a great example.
So I feel like in relationships, you cannot do more compromising. And I feel like I've learned that. The difference and what. Yeah.
I definitely compromised. Jesus.
I feel like a lot of us do compromise. And don't realize that we do.
I don't even think I've ever realized the definition of that.
Yeah. I looked it up the other day and I was, because I've said that before, but I was like, well, let me make sure I'm really using this in the right terms.
Or I want to be with him. I'm going to let him get away. He could do that. That's all compromising because you truly don't believe that.
Or
believe
you just want somebody.
Yeah.
So I'm willing to lower my standards and lower what I
believe in
and accept something that is beneath my standards in order to have someone.
Jesus. Or to have that person.
Yeah. Or to have that specific person. And it's like, that is wild.
You don't want to live a life like that, y'all.
Because there is someone out there that you don't have to compromise with.
Yep.
And then if you find yourself in a relationship with somebody and over time, y'all are realizing like, okay, we're just making a lot of compromises. Like we're,
Then you, I really don't even like you. If I'm doing that much compromising.
I don't like you.
I do not like you. I had to think about that with my ex. I was like, if we were not dating, would I be your friend? Would I be your friend? No.
Jesus.
I don't like you like that. Like, I'm not, there's certain things about him I did like. He wasn't just a shitty person. But I'm saying like, his lifestyle, the things he did.
That's a good way to look at it.
The way we communicate. Would I be your friend?
That's a good way to look at it.
Do I like you?
It's like if we weren't together, what would be the level of our friendship? How often would we talk?
We would be associates. Because you're cool enough to be an associate, but not, it would not be.
That's crazy. People really out here married with people you don't even have a friendship with. That's wild. Wouldn't have a friendship
with. You wouldn't want to because you don't like that person. Megan is mind blown. Megan is like, what? And that's why I am going to pat myself on the back to the death of me, because my last little crush I had with VA Bay, I talked about him. I was like, let me be his friend first. Mm-hmm. Before I have sex with this boy, because I always do that. I'm like, okay, I like him. Cool. We're going to have sex and be boyfriend and girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Let me be his friend. Then I realized, okay, I don't even want to be your girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Even if it got to that point, I'm sure he didn't want to be my boyfriend. We realize we're better as
friends. Platonic.
You know, but being somebody's friend first will cancel out a lot of that pain and emotional blockage and lust and all that stuff that confuses you, to let you get to know if you really even like this person. Mm-hmm. Do I even want to date you? Mm-hmm. Once you start being somebody's friend, you like the shit you doing as a friend and who you really are. I am so glad.
I am so happy.
We didn't have sex. Or I'm so glad I didn't jump the gun and be like, oh, I'm lusting over you, so let me be with you. I don't even like you enough to be your partner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then also having that solid friendship, it doesn't matter what life throws at you later on. Yeah. You always have that to return to.
Yeah.
You have that friendship to return to.
Yep.
And if you focus on that. It's like, no matter what life throws at us, like, we're still us. We're still friends. Like, you're still my friend at the end of the day. And we talked about this, like, you don't want to hurt your friend.
Yep.
And so you're not going to be in situations or put yourself in situations where your friend could be hurt.
Yep.
You know, if that's your friend.
Yep. If that's your true friend.
If that's your true friend, you're going to do everything you can to not allow yourself to hurt your friend. Yep. And a lot of times in relationships, we're not friends. We're just so infatuated.
You jump into the romance part so quick.
Ugh.
I have never not done that. Never. Except for VA Bay.
Jesus.
Never. It's always like, you're fine. I'm fine. We're having fun. We're having a good time. We like each other. We're flirty. We're giggly.
Run it.
Run it. Be my boyfriend.
Be my boyfriend.
Like, what? So quick. No. You guys, slow down.
Slow down.
It's like Bobby Valentino told us to know you. But don't turn around. Hold on the romance, because that pretty round thing is looking good to me.
Okay.
I get it. You start to get these lyrics when you grow up.
Bobby Valentino, that's the best
you can. That is depth. Slow down. I just want to get to know you.
That Donnell Jones. I can't get rid of that Donnell Jones. That song is deep.
Which
one was that?
Which song?
Where I Want to Be.
Oof.
Where I want to be.
Start from the beginning. We were listening to these. No, y'all. We were listening to these old school songs the other day in our hotel room.
Getting ready.
And we were getting ready. And we were literally like, you do not respect lyrics and music until you are an adult. Because the songs we were listening to, like Usher and Donnell Jones and all these love songs and R&B, we were so young. But once you've been through some shit and you really analyze these lyrics, it's like, these niggas was really saying something. What?
Okay, he says, I'm just going to say the parts that matter.
No, start from the beginning.
Oh, I just left my baby girl message saying I won't be coming home. I'd rather be alone.
Mm.
That's a whole thing in itself that women, I'll take accountability, don't fully give space for.
He had great communication.
I left you a message.
I did not just. I said, I'm not. Not show up. I didn't ghost you. I said, I'm not going to be home. I'd rather be alone.
Because I'd rather be alone at this moment in time.
Thank you for communicating that. And I can understand that at 32. At 22, I'm like, nigga, you got me fucked up.
This song is powerful.
It is.
Because he says, she doesn't fully understand me because I'd rather leave than to cheat.
Jesus.
Let that man go.
Thank you, Donnell. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Even if I don't understand, if you're saying, listen,
I'm letting you know.
I'm telling you right now.
I'd rather step away than break your heart. Thank you.
If she gives me some time, I could be the man she needs.
Jesus.
But there's a lot of lust inside of me. And we've been together since our teenage years.
My stomach hurts.
I mean, it's deep, right?
I get it at 32.
Give me some time.
Give me a minute. And this is what we asked for. We asked for communication. At least he is communicating and telling her the truth.
Give me some time.
I don't want to hurt you. So give me a second to figure my shit out.
I really don't want to hurt you, but I need some time to be alone. But when you love someone, you just don't treat them bad. Oh, how I feel so sad now that I want to leave.
God,
he felt bad.
He feels bad that he's changing.
Jesus.
But he's communicating that. He is being honest, and there's an open, direct line of communication. Even he's confused, and he's trying to figure it out. But he's being honest through the confusion. Thank you, Donnell.
He is a hidden treasure.
Is he married? Where is this nigga at? I'm about to Google it. Donnell Jones. How's he?
She's crying now. Okay, she's crying her heart to me. How could you let this be? I just need time to see where I want to be.
Where I want to be. Sweet little dee 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 dee.
No, seriously.
That nigga started tweeting like a bird. Tweet a little dee 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 dee. He was lost. Tweet a little dee. He didn't know what to say.
Sweet little dee dee. No, that's what it says. Sweet little dee doo dee dee.
I don't mean to hurt you, baby.
Okay, never did I imagine that you would play a major part in a decision that's so hard.
Jesus. Should I stay? Should I go?
Should I leave? Should I stay? Should I go?
I don't know.
Or think about my life and what matters to me the most.
Ooh, do they have kids? Or he don't?
Because he's saying you matter the most to me.
Oh, my God.
Like, this decision of wanting to figure out who I am.
It's not easy.
It's not easy. And I know that whatever is in that journey, something is going to hurt you in that if I stay.
Yep.
But you matter to me the most.
I have to Google him.
Girl, the love that we share is real. But in time, your heart will heal.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus Christoph.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Heartbreak. In time.
In time. Because it will.
In time.
Jesus. It feels like it never will, but it will. I'm not saying I'm gone, but I have to find what life is like without you.
I love him, so I'm about to DM this.
Throw man. Up.
Donnell Jones.
Oh, Lord. What does he look like?
Jesus, he's seasoned.
He's an Aries? That's what she is.
I'm an Aries.
Fire signs. Oh.
Donnell Jones.
Selfish. We can figure it out together. You don't got to break up with me.
Let me go to his Instagram. Does he have an Instagram?
Braylon, we can do that later.
Okay.
Focus. Donnell Jones is not the love of your life that we know of.
Right. Don't be speaking that over my
don't
life.
Don't speak that over my life. I like him. I like Donnell.
Is he married?
I don't know.
Somebody find out before I be talking about this married man.
That song, though, is just so deep, it's man. It's like,
just
especially as a guy to say that.
As a man.
I love you and I don't want to cheat on you, so please let me go.
I love that. Because either way, it's going to hurt. We're just going to continuously have a toxic relationship of lies and cheating and deceiving.
And I think, too, I think that the person, so say like in Donnell Jones, in this example, in this song, he's the person that's kind of like growing and evolving and changing.
Yeah.
And he's trying to figure out who he is and what he wants to do. And then she's probably like totally fine with the way things are. Yep. And it's like, just stay here with me and love me. And let's just, but it's like, she's gonna be hurt, but it also is hurtful for him.
Yep.
Like, it's also hurtful
he's
for
not
the other
he
person.
Don't love her.
Yeah, that's hurt. Like, that sucks.
Yep.
Especially, I didn't think that we weren't gonna be together.
Yep. I didn't plan for this.
I didn't plan for this.
This
is just,
my truth right now.
Yeah, this is just how things are, and I don't wanna hurt you by evolving and growing.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So anyway, that was.
I appreciate that honesty. Yeah. Man out there, I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
I think they're honest now. They're just honest in a way that's not.
Comforting.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Like, would you rather cry in a.
Toyota or Ferrari?
Right. Truth, but that's not comforting. Yeah, it's like.
Are you considering my feelings at all?
And I feel like in this song, he's definitely considering her feelings.
Yeah.
So shout out to Donnell Jones, wherever you are.
Wherever you are.
Make more songs like this, please.
Please. We'll stream them.
Will we?
The love that we had was real.
Is he married? Did you see if he's married? He's married. Wow. I'm so happily. Sorry. Happily married.
Mrs. Jones.
Mrs. Jones.
What song is that?
Oh, wow.
That was before my time.
Before mine, too. I still know it.
But I went to Turkey, you guys. I'm trying to get Megan to travel overseas more. And she said next year.
I said next year I'm going to travel more.
I'm going to travel more overseas. You guys see the world.
Yeah.
Travel the world.
I don't travel with B when she goes out of the country only because that's like my time to actually work.
Yeah. And I'm gone so long. Megan usually
and
isn't gone
that I'm long. Not going to be away from my children for 7 days.
Yeah. One day when they're older and they can come with us. But, yes, you know, certain countries we have to because it takes a day to get there. You can't spend a day of travel. You didn't. The next day is a day of jet lag and trying to get used to the time zone.
Jesus.
And then you want to have 4 days to.
Lord.
Yep. So by the time you look up, it's 7-8 days.
Lord.
Because you got to take a day to get back. I know.
Well, based off of that email that we got. I'm look scared. I'm scared to even say if it's real or not because I don't even.
Because if it is.
Because if it's real, it's like, don't say anything.
It's not.
You don't think it is?
Absolutely not. The man okay. I sent you does not know who I am.
Okay, you guys want to hear this email?
People are trying to scam us.
I got an email last night, and it is an invitation to this Billionaires Club event, their annual Billionaires Weekend.
Don't give all the details.
I'm not. Scary. But it's in Paris, and it is a very... very, very wealthy, famous
man
who owns some of your favorite brands. I guess he puts on this event, I guess, for billionaires. Anyway, they offered the amount of money that they offered her.
We don't even believe
is
it.
Obscene, so, which made me not believe it. The Paris thing, I was like, Paris. Okay, cool, Paris.
I performed overseas.
Billionaires Club, maybe it's like this investment company whatever.
The amount of
when
money
they got
they offered,
to the money,
I was like, do they want to have sex with me or book me?
I said, is this sex trafficking?
Because y'all remember when people was like taking girls to Dubai?
That was like, definitely
I'll
sex
give
trafficking.
Give you $100,000 to shit on you.
I didn't get that email. When was that sent out?
That was a real thing.
God be protecting me because he don't.
Girls were flying to Dubai.
I do not have. I don't have. I never went through that.
Would you, let somebody poop on you?
I would not. What are you talking
about? We're 2 milli.
What are you talking about? What are you saying?
That's real. They were like getting turned on by shitting on beautiful women. Seriously, that is a real thing.
Okay, so explain to me what the arousal of that is.
I do not know. I didn't do it.
You would do if somebody offered you $2 million.
Absolutely not.
Okay. I thought you were about to say absolutely.
Like, maybe, I wouldn't do it for a billion. I'm going to get there without somebody shitting on me. I believe that.
A million?
A billion.
You wouldn't do it for $1 billion?
I believe I'm going to be a billionaire without somebody shitting on me. Absolutely not. I'm not... I'm gonna.
No, I'm saying you shit on.
Would I shit on somebody?
Yeah,
for a billion. I would try to. I don't even know if it would come out. I can barely shit with somebody in the bathroom.
You see how that turned very quickly?
Yeah.
I'm definitely not getting shitted on it by any means, by no circumstances. I don't care how much money it is.
I do not care. Because I believe I will have that without having to do that. Some people don't believe they will ever. Then that's fine.
Adult doo-doo? No. I've had a baby shit on me plenty of times, but adult doo-doo? Absolutely not. You're out of your mind.
Some people don't believe they'll ever see that type of money, and they have to be shitted on, and they'll do it. Great, go for it. I believe I can obtain that type of money without being shitted on.
I believe that too.
And I don't need to do that.
So they were doing that in Dubai.
Yeah. I don't know if they were shitting on the girls or the girls were shitting on them.
They shitted on the girls.
Jesus. You are too pretty for that.
And that was turning them on? Okay, but that's a turn on?
Yeah. Feces. I'm sorry, listeners.
I mean, this is very interesting because you know my brain. But like, what is that that makes
certain
you...
Certain things turn people on. Megan is so confused. Like,
I don't have anything weird that turns me on.
Let me think. Me either. I mean, I've never done it. You know, when you don't try stuff, you don't know. So I don't know.
Maybe my hand. My hands is a new, my hand. Like, not that I was turned on.
Stop telling me to rub. No, I. Megan been having me rub her hands all week. Maybe my hands. Bitch, you ain't tell me that.
No, when Shay was massaging my hands, I wasn't turned on, but I was like, this feels very, very nice. Like, and I could, like, this is.
I am possibly.
Oh my God, this feels. Amazing. This that feels so amazing. Funny. So I do like, but not anything. You have something weird that turns you on?
No, not that I know of. I'm saying I haven't tried nothing crazy like that. So no.
I feel like toes is like as extreme as it gets.
Toes?
I don't like toes neither.
But you like to get yours sucked?
I mean, I've had, huh?
If you put my toe in your mouth, I'm going to pop it out. Don't do that.
What are you going to do?
Pop it right on out them lips. Do not suck my toe.
What is like no-nos for you in sex? Like, do not do this or it's an instant drought.
There hasn't even really been a no-no that really? I've done. I don't know of any that. Like,
it could be
that,
something small. Like just
yeah, I don't
offs.
Like getting my toe sucked.
Mine is like,
get out of my ear.
Oh my God, get out. Get.
Ew. Yuck. Breathing? The heavy breathing?
It's just moves.
Yeah, that's like, gross. Ugh. Or Tokyo Bandy, he said this in one of the skits, like when a nigga say something and you don't hear him, you got to be like, huh? In the middle of sex, huh? He be like, huh? He be like, what?
It's like, nigga, speak up. What? What are you talking about?
For sure. That is embarrassing.
Embarrassing.
Huh? To say, huh? It's like, I just won't say nothing. But then he gonna say it again.
I do that in phone conversations. Like if somebody, never mind. I'm just like, never mind.
Nothing.
Never mind, nothing. What else were we, what else did we go through this week? Or not this week, but what even got us talking about
sex?
People getting pooped on
because of the fake scam.
Oh yeah,
but yeah, the amount of money they offered me, we're like, this can't be real. Did but you
then,
respond?
But then it is like, well, just see what they say. See what they say.
Like, just be professional. Don't be thirsty.
So just know, if we ever say that we're in Paris and then you guys don't hear from us,
we're getting shitted.
Send
on.
Someone, bitch. I'm definitely not getting shit on. She might be getting shit on.
I would never.
No,
I would never,
sir. Bob. No, sorry. No.
When you start doing shit like that for money, you just...
Lost.
No, you're lost, baby. You're
lost in the sauce.
Shit on me? No. Absolutely
not. I'm trying to think of a... Nope.
Absolutely not.
Don't put any other bodily fluids on me.
Well, I ain't say
hi. Ew. Nasty.
I ain't
memories. Rayla's nasty. Rayla is actually really nasty, y'all. Y'all have no idea. She's actually a big ass freak.
Seems like you're ready.
This is why she really deserves to be wifed up, because she would literally, if you love her and you treat her well, she'd be like, well,
ew, that's fine.
It was just a little turd.
You were just a pebble. Girl, just a pebble. He was constipated. It wasn't much. I would not do that. You fucking bitch.
He was just a dime. You're like, girl, I fed him cheese. He was fine. He was just a little constipated. It was solid. I mean, it was.
Whew, that was crazy. Yeah. So, in conclusion, no one is getting shitted on.
Please,
on
this don't podcast. Even
offer. That is just insanity to me.
But other crazy stuff like jack off with my feet.
Sure.
For a milli?
I mean, at least.
Boy, take these feet.
I will get the best pedicure.
Let me let y'all hear this.
Ew, Braylon, they sound so dry. She said, they sound, they're not dry, they're but they not. Sound dry.
I mean, they're rough.
They're rough?
I mean, they're not rough, but like the bottom of your feet is dang.
Braylon's feet is so annoying. Such a child.
Oh,
you said,
yeah, I would do that.
Okay, well, it was,
so if anybody,
least, we're not talking about that.
I'm just kidding.
All in all, we have a lot of things coming up. We're really excited to bring you guys extra content, bring you guys merch. You know, we have some crazy ideas, possible offers. Not possible, but we have offers that we're, you know, sorting
through.
That are
on the table, and, you know, y'all just pray for us.
Please, Lord Jesus.
If you have a relationship with God, if you don't,
the true and living God, not the God that you created in your mind.
Seriously.
Shh.
Okay.
All right, what do you know for sure, and what are you saying no to for sure? I am saying no to getting shit on. That is a period.
I am saying no to compromise.
Mm, samesies.
Literally. Like, no, I love that. Sacrifice, yes.
Compromise, no.
No. And I did not fully understand what compromising was. And now that I do, I absolutely do not want to do that in my future relationship.
Ever, 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 ever.
No.
Ever.
Ever. I'm saying no to that. What I know for sure, oof, is that this live show.
Relax, Jesus.
Literal goosebumps, y'all. This live show is going to be sold out and people still going to be outside.
Relax. You keep adding shit and it's not necessary. But it's not necessary.
Look how nervous she gets.
Cuz you have to relax.
Do you believe it?
You have to relax. Relax, relax. I can't put nothing on chain right now. Relax. Please.
Come on. Okay, I know for sure our first live show is going to be history.
Braylon, you're still doing it. You're still doing it. I'm asking you not to do it, and you're still doing it.
Okay, I know for sure.
Do that on your own time with your own God and your own prayer corner and your own devotion. Don't include me in on that.
She gets so nervous, y'all. So please show up and prove to Megan that we got the sauce. We got the juice. Because I believe in y'all.
So
I believe in our supporters. I believe in our platform. And I know that our first live show, it's going to be one for the books.
It's going to be amazing. Amen. Moving on. What are you saying? Okay, you're done?
She gets so nervous.
Are you done?
Yeah.
I know, and we know. We love you guys.
Wait, you didn't say what you said.
Yes, I did.
Sure. Oh, you did?
Yeah. I said no to getting shitted on, no to compromises. What I know for sure is...
Sorry, excuse me, y'all.
That, yeah, that our, not just the first live show, but the tour after that, the 10 cities that crazy. We visit is going to be amazing. So
crazy. We love you guys. We're doing all of this for you. So get excited about the content, the merch, the shows. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Know For Sure podcast. Make sure you keep the conversation going and use our hashtag KnowForSurePod.
Yes, we want to see you guys share the hashtag KnowForSurePod on all social media platforms. We want to keep the conversation going.
Keep it going. Go to the website KnowForSurePod.com and follow us on all social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter, KnowForSurePod.